Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Alana, and Jay.
Hello.
Hi.
And today we're playing Fortnite for our 301st episode. And
what a guest!
And we're talking Wheel of Time, Season 3, Episode 7. A pretty good episode. That's just Army of Darkness.
Who would have guessed Zach liked it?
Yep. It's lots of action, which I appreciate.
I guess. The first half was not.
Well,
I'm so glad I didn't use it to for my run my treadmill show, because I would have stopped and walked away.
I mean, that's a good move. The show is usually pretty boring.
Well, no, I want a distraction. I don't want to go, is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet?
It's kind of how I always feel.
I totally blew it on my jump here because I was distracted. Yeah. But anyway, so that's why I jumped poorly, because I was talking to her.
I see. Okay, so...
I think she might be drunk.
Everyone should be drunk. Maybe everyone will get drunk tomorrow. Oh, you know what? I should propose that.
Yeah, she said, I'll find you and I'll hug you as long as you're okay with that.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah.
You love a good consent request.
It's nicer than anything any of my coworkers have said to me. I'll tell you that for free. Anyway, should we get back to the episode?
Yeah. Okay, I'm driving to you guys in a van.
Yeah. So the beginning is right out of Army of Darkness. They even have the spear, the peasants with the spears. Jay, you must remember from where they're doing the ha, ha, ha.
Every show where the farmers have to
have to learn how to fight. Yeah.
Honestly, my first thought was Mulan.
Yeah, definitely.
I haven't seen Mulan in ages.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
That's what I was like, oh, they're doing that.
Okay, I must admit, I don't actually remember why the Army of Darkness is coming to Two Rivers. Did anyone remember?
Why would they not? Because Fade wants to kill.
Where are we going? Honestly, yeah, this episode was boring.
What? This episode was great. What are you talking about?
I knew
about?
You guys were going to like it. You're like, oh, I love fighting. No.
That's what I was saying. Happens. That's why I knew Zach was going to like it. For the whole 15 minutes of fighting. That
yeah. Wow, so fun.
Sorry, Alana, we can't all be fans of tower politics like you are.
Yeah, politics.
Ooh.
Trade negotiations.
The daughter heir of Andor.
Hey, I would have liked more singing if I had that. That's almost as good as action.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they're getting ready to fight, and the Way of the Leaf people arrive. Anybody remember them?
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
We talked about them last episode.
Yeah, because they're like related to the Aiel, or they're like who the Aiel were supposed to be.
Mm. Yeah, they had that in the recap. I've gotten smart. Yeah. I started watching the recap before the episode begins, so that it's little hints about what's going to happen.
Oh yeah, good idea.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. So they show up, and then. There's an old guy who's like kind of grouchy. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh yeah, what? The guy who's like, I could do this with a longbow, but you're making me use a spear. God, he's like, nobody's making me do anything. Okay, like you can have a bow, like whatever.
Yeah, that whole part was really weird.
Yeah, and they're like, you can't do anything, warder. It's like, why are you being mean? He knows what he's doing. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, why is Tanya so much trash?
In season one, where he was criticizing Ran and stuff.
Wait, this is random
old guy.
Old guy.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That'd if you're right, I was really impressed. But
I feel like he was in season one. Megazord is activated.
How do we get the Megazord? Where is it?
You can't. Someone else has activated it. Now it's a boss. You all have to fight it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then also the kids that are working with Alana, who I remember them from last episode, but I don't remember.
Alana
them from
or Elena or Eleni?
Or Nynaeve or Egwene?
Yeah.
Wait, they're Matt's sisters.
Yeah. Oh, Matt's sisters. Yeah. So they want to learn how to cast lightning. Well, won't teach them.
Yeah, they just want to do cool stuff with magic, and that's the cool thing to do. They've seen it once. They know it's possible.
Yeah, magic is very cool. That's why I like playing wizards. Ooh. So anyway, so then we get this part with the wolf banner.
Wolf banner!
And somebody says to Perrin, the people want you to lead them.
I mean,
because you're
wrong.
One of them, one of the two rivers. See, this episode's good. They're like, Trollocs are afraid of wolves.
Yeah, right? And that no wolves came.
You know, like
I was
actual
really
wolves?
Hoping, yeah, I was hoping he'd be like, yeah, ow, and there'd be a bunch of wolves coming in and attacking. And
oh, yeah, because he's like a wolf man, right?
He's got
the golden
eyes.
Yeah,
he communicates to them. Like,
that was earlier.
Obey him. It's so dumb that they don't come. He doesn't call them.
He doesn't want them to get hurt.
Boo-hoo.
No, the writers just forgot about him.
No, they didn't. They didn't because there was the banner of the wolf. They're like... And he's like, two rivers would need a banner. And they're like, the wolf is inspiring. They think the Trollocs are scared of the wolves. So they like talk about it. And then they're like, no wolves. Maybe the wolves are too expensive.
Probably.
I mean, they blew out the budget.
Trollocs are clearly dudes in like suits.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And stilts. Stilts and suits.
Yeah, so the wolves would have had to be like, you know,
actual
CGI or whatever. Or actual
CGI
wolves.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Trained wolves. But, I mean, they blew out the budget on this episode, I felt.
Eh.
You know, lots of effects. Lots of stunts.
Lots of wood.
Lots of wood, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Oh, there's the Megazord. So they go to over to the White Cloaks, and the White Cloak guy's like, yeah, we could help you, but we're just not going to.
Because we don't like you.
Yeah.
Well, he killed his dad, so understand.
I think his dad had it coming, if I recall correctly.
Yes, you're not wrong. But at the same time, did kill his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, not going to let that one go. Oh, she's alive. Watch out.
Hey, I'm getting shot. Never mind. I got him.
Okay, so the White Cloaks guys say, no, we're not going to help you. And then the next bit is, it's like the night before the battle, so everybody wants to get some action.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So, and guys, I have a question. Was Perrin talking differently in this episode than usual? I feel like his voice was different.
He was doing...
No.
Not really, but you could definitely tell it wasn't, like, there was something going on with his voice. It wasn't quite, like, super different, but, like, every once in a while he would drop his weird, like, drop the accent or something, like, emphasize weirdly every once in a while.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, so they have this plan, they do a war plan, and Luai, or is it Loai? Is it Loai?
Loyal? Loyal?
Royale?
They said his name like three times and.
Yeah.
You know, we all just don't clock it.
So, yeah, so he has a big old death flag here where he's like, I will go and do it myself or something.
No body, no death.
Okay. So. Finally, it looks like the battle's getting started. They sing a song. See? Great episode. Fighting and singing.
Uh-huh.
Well, did you just watch it like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
As usual. Okay. Yeah. What did you think of the song?
I don't think Perrin was a very good singer.
You mean his deep baritone voice didn't rouse and inspire you?
No.
Yeah,
I mean it's like any other like chanty inspirational like song. I thought it was fine.
It's no Misty Mountains.
It's like in D&D when the bard sings a song to like inspire people before an encounter. So I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine. The rest of the town singing was expected. I kind of expected it to begin with. Oddly, I was like, yeah, where's the song? Where's the montage?
Speech or something. Yeah, I felt like they've spent enough time with the two rivers that you actually have some emotion invested in the town, despite all the odds. You know, they actually care about them. Okay, so the battle gets underway, and first they use arrows, again, just like an army of darkness.
Well, I mean, what else are you supposed to do? I mean, just like actual war tactics, you always start off with.
Right? What about catapults?
What?
Catapults.
They're farmers. They don't have catapults.
Yeah. No, I'm just being funny. So that, and then also the three heroes fight at the ward gate. It's called the ward gate, right? The one on the side.
The what?
Sure.
Loai and the two girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you mean
they're fighting at the gate.
The gate.
Thing. The waypoint or whatever?
Waypoint.
I think it's called the waygate.
Waygate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So then we have the best part of the episode where Alana casts Ice Storm.
Yeah.
Just like in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
And it's extremely effective until there's a sneak attack on her.
Yeah.
Which, at this point, they should have expected she's fallen for that like 3 times now.
She's really bad, yeah. She's fallen for it because that guy died. That was his job.
The warder.
Yeah.
Well, it's ridiculous. She keeps surviving all this like improbable stuff. Like in this one, she gets like a spear like through the middle of her, and she somehow doesn't die.
Well, like, I mean, she's hardened.
Like she should die like instantly.
No, why?
Because it hit her heart or something, Jay.
No, it hit her in the lung or something.
Oh yeah, the lung.
That's also bad
that.
For you.
It's bad, but it's completely survivable. You have a second lung.
Yeah. I mean, but after a while, this gets ridiculous.
Well, she's completely healed.
She's the dwarf deck.
Huh? She's the main character?
She's the dwarf.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay. So they fight. Alana casts the ice storm, and the guys run away, but they're going to come back. So the warder makes a speech this time. I don't remember what he said, but I remember I liked his speech.
He says, get off your lazy asses.
Huh? Yeah,
get off my lawn, Trollocs.
Yeah.
It's more along the... No, heroes are the ones who don't know what to do and...
Do it anyway.
They're not the ones with all the power. They're the ones without any power who just do enough to show that their fear won't get to them, and yada, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
It wasn't a terrible speech.
No, I thought it was a pretty good speech. And I'll see, this was a good episode.
Meh.
Okay, so then the more white cloaks arrive, and then it turns out one of them, the guy we never really liked, was a dark fiend.
Well, we knew they were
Bane?
Yeah,
we knew that.
Known.
Well, the rest of the characters learn it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so then half is like a white cloak's... No.
Well, the one white cloak knew already.
Yeah.
The other ones finally figure it out.
So it's like a white cloak civil war because half the white cloaks fight the other half and then also the townspeople. It is crazy. Crazy.
Well, the fake white cloaks.
Crazy.
Fake white cloaks fight the real white cloaks. Because Fade brings in his own pseudo white cloaks with his Trollocs. How did they not see his army of Trollocs? I don't know, but that's a thing.
He probably didn't want them to see the army of Trollocs because he's a dark friend.
And they're like, oh, the Trollocs, like, they have a strategy, like, they're doing stuff. And it's like, yeah, there's humans with them. Like, it's like, do they not see the other humans with the Trollocs?
It's not a rabble of mindless orcs.
Right.
It's Uruk-hai. Oh, we got bad guys. Let's fight. All right. So everybody starts fighting. There's a part with the women's circle, where the women's circle all fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they run away with the pacifist guy, the Way of the Leaf guy. And there's even a part where the warrior women are like, "What a coward!"
Yeah, Zach, behind you.
Look at all these guns. Okay. Yeah. So he runs away with all the women and children, but then he ends up killing a troll anyway. Frolic. He feels bad about it.
Feels bad about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't he?
He shouldn't.
He's like, it's still a living thing.
Hmm. That was gonna kill you.
Well, who said these Way of the Leaf people? They don't make a lot of sense.
Oh, I thought you meant Perrin.
No, not Perrin, the Way of the Leaf guy.
Yeah.
Arwen. Yeah. Okay. So there's a part where Perrin's talking to the girl, his love interest, and she's like, "But what if we all die here? What if we fail?" And I wrote it down. He says, "Failure is freedom." I was like, "What? Jay, explain it to me."
No, she says it to him.
Oh, okay. I wrote down Perrin says it.
Nope. It's Perrin because Perrin doesn't want to pick up the hammer from the first fight and is all, "My wife died." And then he's like, "What if I get you killed?" And she's like, "Well, if I die, I chose to fight. It's my choice, and to die is freedom. Why would we not want? Why are you not letting me have freedom?"
Good questions, all. Yeah. So that did they make out a little bit?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah. They
Okay. So then the white cloak guy. Is this the whole part where they? Wait, no. White cloak guy gets burned.
The kids. Yeah, the kids.
This is for mom.
Okay, there's two white cloak guys who really seem to love what they do. And one of them gets burned. The other one's the dark friend.
Right. And they're both black.
Correct. And don't they have kind of similar hair?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. He gets burned. That was great and also hilarious. And then Perrin throws a hammer at the bad guy. He like knocks him down with a hammer. And he says, "Why are the Trollocs coming here?" And he says, "The Great Lord wants to make a point. Wants to make an example out of you." Or he's like, "My Great Lord. Oh, my sweet Lord."
Ah!
I got one of them. Definitely humans. Ooh, purple guns. Okay, so Loai destroys the gate and dies in the process. It just falls into nothing. So I guess he could survive, theoretically.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
He'll bounce back.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, okay.
At least he got to play his maiden's game.
That was so weird.
I guess they were into him. It's a recurring joke on the series, I think.
They like various.
He'll be fine. Okay. So he hammer throws at the dark friend guy, knocks him down, and he says, "Call off the army or I'll kill you," or something, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess he doesn't really, he doesn't really need to trust him because they could just kill him if he doesn't do what he says. You know? So, that's something. I marked the spot. Follow us, Jay. Okay, so the army gets called off. They have a big victory celebration.
There's fighting on the bridge.
All right, let's go. Okay, the white cloaks come back, and then Perrin patches things up with that guy whose father he killed. All right, let's go.
By surrendering himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's honorable. They have a minigun.
All right, let's go get him. Go get Jay or die trying. Or actually, maybe we'll just grab Jay's
just grab his card and leave.
They have a minigun.
Okay, so that's the episode. It's so exciting. So much fighting. No tower politics. No rant. Yeah,
no rant. No more Ray. No.
Ray.
No Ray. Ray.
More rain.
Yeah, more rain. No. No.
No Egwene, no Elaine. No a lot of characters.
Yeah.
No men.
Did you know men?
Men.
Men.
That's what I said.
I thought you said men.
Nope, there's plenty of men, unfortunately. Alright, okay, so anything else to say about the episode? There's only one episode left of this show.
How are they gonna wrap it all up?
Yeah, what's gonna happen? I'm killing a drone. Yeah, crazy. Mm-hmm. Right, should we move on to questions of the day?
Andrew and I were literally just talking about this in the car.
Such a simple question, but so difficult.
And I was like, the lady from Of Monsters and Men. I'm like, how can that even be my answer if I don't even know what her name is?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Just know she sounds nice.
Oh, God, what was that? Why are you breathing in my ear?
Sorry.
Headphones? Huh?
I'm going to say James Taylor.
That's what Matt said.
Wow, we're identical. Definitely
identical.
I mean, there's lots of singers that I like, but not too many that I would listen to, like, just them. Like, probably not Harry Chapin. Like, I used to listen to him, but not anymore.
What was yours, Alana?
I said Of Monsters and Men singer.
Hmm. That's my answer.
Okay.
It's too hard to pick just one.
I'll have to come back to it. I'll pick more.
That's fine. This next question is better anyway. If you could have a free custom-made cosplay, what kind would you get?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Custom. Oh, that is.
So what jumps to mind is somebody from Warhammer, because those are really, really hard to do.
You don't even play Warhammer.
And I'm pretty small, so that would look pretty silly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a tiny little Warhammer guy. So. Well, I'm going to just go with Starman then, because the rod
That's
is really hard to do.
Easy.
No, it's not. The rod is difficult.
You can make the rod.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Do it.
You gotta go bigger.
Unless it was Starman like David or Ted.
Yeah, which I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What about like somebody from Pacific Rim?
No, I was actually thinking Colonial Marine.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah. Because Pacific Rim, like, I mean, I guess, actually, the drift suits are cool, I guess.
But yeah.
That would be something you'd have to get. Well, like, custom.
If it's entirely custom, then you want to do something really, like, crazy, right?
Right.
Like, armor.
Like, really intricate, yeah.
Yeah, like somebody from Baldur's Gate.
Whoa,
like,
one of
those armors you can get in Baldur's Gate.
Like a Karlach suit.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun. A Spartan, probably.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a very good choice. Does any Spartan or a specific one?
Generic Spartan, because then I can paint it and do whatever I want with it myself.
Would it be somebody from Red versus Blue?
No, it would. I mean, I would just paint it whatever I'm feeling for that con or whatever. It would not have to be any particular situation, right?
I thought of Joker from Mass Effect because people say I look like him. But then you can actually buy those massive, or you used to be able to buy those Mass Effect costumes.
Yeah.
So that's not maybe okay. Maybe I would do like Shepard from Mass Effect in the armor. I think I'm gonna go with that. I do like that. It's not super crazy, but whatever.
You know what? I want to be a Gundam. I can make a Spartan outfit. I will not make a Gundam suit. I'll take a Gundam.
Okay. Any particular one?
Oh, I would have to think about that.
Hold on, how about you? Did you come with a final answer?
I still like the Colonial Marine answer.
Just sticking with that.
That's okay. Very intricate.
Yeah. I didn't know you liked Aliens that much.
Aliens is great.
Remember, I said Aliens was a perfect. I said Aliens was a perfect movie in a different question of the day.
I agree.
Credit unto me.
Okay. From Guru, what's your least favorite vehicle on the road? Oh wait, I forgot. Wait, don't answer that. Matt said Rebel Pilot for the cosplay one.
Okay, that's a nice one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Back to Guru. She says Hummers. Wait, Matt says Hummers. I don't know
what Guru says. Matt says Hummers. No, Guru asked me to repeat it. She doesn't like those trucks that have ladders like hanging off the back.
Yeah.
Work trucks?
Well, because it looks like the ladder is about to fall off and smash it through your windshield at any second.
Yeah,
and I'm inclined to agree with her about that. She also doesn't like people who don't like have their muffler active, so their car's like.
It's not that common though. At least not here.
Maybe not where you guys are.
Yeah. What a good place to live.
Yeah. Well, we got some near us. Yeah. So for me, this may be a boring choice, but I'm going to say 18-wheelers. Yeah, they're just too scary and I hate dealing with them. I'm also not the biggest fan of bicycles.
Okay.
Tesla truck.
A Cybertruck. I agree, Jay. Obvious. So
they're annoying. They're dumb.
Big, pointy.
But they're not scary to drive around like an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, but you also,
if you
like...
drive an 18-wheeler, you have a CDL, which means you went to school. You learned how to drive them.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They also like tend to not like weave in and out of traffic, you know, or they're not supposed to.
And if you're nice, they'll let you go by.
Yeah.
They're scary.
And if you're really nice, they'll help you block in a Cybertruck and piss off the Cybertruck driver.
Are you speaking from experience on that one?
No, totally not.
That's a lot of coordination. All right. And a lot of you said the same.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else, guys? Was that three questions?
Sure.
Yeah, that was three questions.
Okay. Cool. What did you guys think of the 300th episode?
It was fun.
It was fun. A lot of good guests.
Thank you. Put a lot of effort in. You know, clearing with everybody's agents.
No, so, Naomi, yeah. Though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll just tell you. Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. You can catch us every week at twitch.tv at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.